同来读一段圣经。
Let us, brothers and sisters, read a passage from the Bible.
我们翻到马可福音第六章。
We will turn to Mark chapter 6.
我们要读其中的一段，从第七节，我们要读到二十节。
And we will read from verse 7 to verse 20.
第七节开始是讲到耶稣差遣门徒。
And verse 7, it starts with how Jesus sends the disciples.
然后到第十四节开始就讲到西律跟施洗的约翰。
And then we see that in verse 14, it's between King Herod and John the Baptist.
我们要从这张圣经来看看这个被差遣的人。
And so from this passage, we want to see those who are being sent.
我们请米诺瓦给我们读第七节到第二十节。
We'll read from verse 7 to verse 20. And he called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. He commanded them to take nothing for the journey except a staff, no bag, no bread, no copper in their money belts, but to wear sandals, and not to put on two tunics. Also he said to them, In whatever place you enter a house, stay there till you depart from that place. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear you,When you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet as a testimony against them. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. So they went out and preached that people should repent, and they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. Now King Herod heard of him, for his name had become well known, and he said, John the Baptist is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him.Others said, it is Elijah. And others said, it is the prophet, or like one of the prophets. But when Herod heard, he said, This is John, whom I beheaded. He has been raised from the dead. For Herod himself had sent and laid hold of John, and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. Because John had said to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Therefore Herodias held it against him and wanted to kill him, but she could not.For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he protected him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly.
好，我们就先读这一段的圣经。
So we'll first finish reading this passage here.
从这里，我们第七节就看到耶稣叫了十二个门徒来，差遣他们两个两个的出去，也赐给他们权柄制服幽鬼。
And so we can see that, The Lord has called the 12 to himself, and he's been sending them out two by two, and gave them power over unclean spirits.
我们看到这些门徒跟随耶稣已经有一段相当长的时间了。
So we know that the disciples have followed the Lord Jesus for quite a long time.
当主耶稣呼召这些十二个门徒的时候。
So when the Lord called the 12 disciples.
耶稣告诉他们这些门徒要常和耶稣同在。
He said that these disciples were always with him.
他要这些门徒常常与他同在。
He wanted these disciples to be always with him.
所以这一段时间的话，他们常与耶稣同在。
And so during this time, they were always with the Lord Jesus.
他们听了耶稣所教导的。
They heard what Jesus taught.
也看了耶稣所做的。
They saw what Jesus did.
我相信他们已经学了很多了。
So I believe that they have learned much.
现在呢？主要差遣他们出去了。
And now the Lord is sending them out.
我们看见这里，他们是先做门徒，然后才做使徒。
We can see that they are first disciples and then apostles.
使徒的意思就是被差遣的。
And the word apostle means the sent ones.
那我们也看到他们是先做学生。
And so we see that they are first students.
然后他们才做工人。
And then they become workers.
他们从耶稣学了很多东西。
And from the Lord Jesus, they learned a lot of things.
然后主就打发他们出去工作了。
And then the Lord Jesus commands them to go and work for him.
为什么主耶稣要差遣他们出去呢？
Now why does the Lord Jesus send them out?
我们刚才没有读第一节到第六节。
We have not read verses 1 to 6.
因为前面讲到耶稣到达自己的家乡。
Because it mentions how Jesus returned to his home village.
他们也在会堂里头教训他们。
And he was teaching them.
但是这些人他不相信。
But these people did not believe.
这些人拒绝他。
These people rejected him.
所以耶稣 就在那个在 家乡做不了什么事情。
And so in that village, the Lord was not able to do anything.
他就离开了到周围的乡村去。
And so he left that place and went somewhere else.
接着我们就看见主耶稣就差遣门徒出去了。
And so we can see that the Lord Jesus has sent the disciples out.
主耶稣并没有因为人不相信他、不接受他，他就放弃他的工作了。
And the Lord did not just give up on his work when people rejected him.
他并没有灰心。
He did not get discouraged.
他还继续的做神托付给他的工作。
He continued to do what the Lord has commanded him.
人不信。
Man did not believe.
但是他还差遣门徒到各个地方去把这天国的福音传给他们。
Yet he sent out the apostles to go spread the gospel.
所以耶稣差遣门徒出去。
And so the Lord Jesus sent the disciples out.
就是因为人不信。
It is because others did not believe.
所以这里我们看见人越是不信福音的话，你越是需要传福音。
And we can see here that as long as man does not believe in the gospel, that you must even preach the gospel more.
今天我们看见这福音并不是很多人都愿意接受的。
And today we can see that the gospel is not something that a lot of people will accept.
人拒绝，人不信。
And people will reject and not believe.
但是在这里告诉我们，就是因为不信，所以更需要传福音。
But here it says that because people don't believe, that we even more so need to preach the gospel.
因为你如果你不传给他们，他们就灭亡了。
Because if we do not preach the gospel to them, then they will perish.
那底下主耶稣吩咐他们出去要做什么事情呢？
And so what does the Lord command them in the following?
第七节说，给他们权柄制服污鬼。
It says in verse 7 that the Lord gave them power over unclean spirits.
在第十二节也说，
And in verse 12 it says,
他们出去就传道，
And they went to preach,
叫人悔改，
that people should repent.
又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。
And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
所以在这里看见他们出去要做的工作就是赶鬼、治病、传道。
And so we can see that the work they had to do was to cast out demons, heal those who are sick, and also preach the gospel.
那么在这里看见有人身体上的需要。
And we can see that here there's the bodily needs of the people.
也有这个心灵灵性里头的需要。
Also spiritual needs.
那有些人在身体上他是有病的。
For some were sick in their bodies.
那这些门徒就治好他们的病。
And these disciples healed their diseases.
有些人他们对主不认识的。
And some did not recognize the Lord.
对这福音不认识的。
And did not know the gospel.
他们被这鬼附的了。
And some were demon possessed.
他需要把鬼从他们的里头赶出去。
And they needed the demons to be cast out from them.
所以这就是无论是人的身外面身体的需要，
so whether it's external bodily needs of people，
或者是人心灵里头灵性的需要，
or the spiritual needs within，
这是主托付给他们的工作，
this is the work that the Lord has entrusted to them。
接着医病赶鬼，
other than healing and casting out demons，
把人领到神的面前来，
they also need to bring people before God。
所以看到在今天也是这样的。
In the same way, today is the same.
神也要这个他这些门徒、这些信耶稣的人来做这些工作。
And the Lord wants His believers and His disciples to do the same work.
我们看到有些基督徒他有负担，来这个去做医生，为了把福音传给人。
And we can see that some Christians have the burden to be doctors in order to spread the gospel.
在北美的话，那如果读医科的话，那将来的前途很大的，收入也很高。
In North America, if you are in the medical field, you would have a great income.
但是我们也看见有很多年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们去读医科，不是为了将来挣钱，那是为了将来可以很好的传福音。
And we can see that a lot of brothers and sisters, they do not study medicine just so that they would have a good future, but to spread the gospel.
就接着给他们在医治他们身体的毛病，能够把他们整个人带到主的面前。
They are hoping that as they are healing others, that they could also bring them to the Lord Jesus.
然后看见有些基督徒有这样心理的负担。
And we can see that some Christians have this burden.
我也不是说你们年轻人大家要都要去读医生。
I'm not telling all young people here to be doctors.
他主给你们什么托付，那都可以。
Whatever the Lord has entrusted to you, it's good.
但是无论是做什么职业
，But no matter what career you go into,
都是要把人带到主的面前。
May you bring others to the Lord.
因为你一定有机会能够跟周围的人有些接触的。
Because you'll always have contact with others around you.
所以我们看见。主托付给门徒这些的事情。
So we can see that the Lord has entrusted this work to the
disciples. 那他们是怎么出去呢
？And so how did they get sent out?
那他们有什么装备呢
？And what were they equipped with?
主耶稣告诉他们。
The Lord Jesus said to them.
不要带食物和口袋。
Do not bring for you a bag or bread.
也不要带这个钱。
Or copper.
除了拐杖以外，什么都不要带。
Other than a staff, don't bring anything.
要穿鞋。
Wear sandals.
也不要穿两件褂子。
And don't wear two tunics on.
不要不要。
Don't.
他主耶稣没有说你们带什么，你们带什么。
The Lord never said bring this, bring that.
为什么这些都是不要呢
？So why does the Lord say don't?
不要带食物，吃东西你不用带。
Why does the Lord say don't bring bread?
你也不要带这个钱。
Or to bring copper.
我们想，你不带吃的，你不带钱，你怎么办呢
？So when we think about it, if we don't have bread or money, what can we do?
而且你不要带两件衣服。
And do not bring two tunics.
你带一件就够了。
If we bring one, it's enough.
这个好像今天如果主在跟我们这么说的话，那我们就说那怎么办呢？那我们出去怎么办呢
？So if the Lord said that to us today, we would think, well, what should we do when we go out?
我想这地方主就是告诉他们。
I think here the Lord's telling them
你们出去的时间不会很长的
that the time that you're being sent out won't be very long
你们去的地方也不是非常远的
and the places that you're going to are not very far away
你们出去是一个暂时的工作
and just going out is a very temporary work
这些生活上的需要你们不需要太过挂虑
and the daily needs of your life you don't have to worry so much
因为主会给他们预备的
because the Lord will give them they will give them provide for them
那我们在马太福音也看到主耶稣差遣他们出去的时候怎么说的
and so in Matthew we see how the Lord says to them
主耶稣说我差遣你们去啊好像是羊进入狼群一样的
I send you like a sheep among wolves
是很危险的
it's very dangerous
你像羊进到狼群里头这个羊还能活吗
So if a sheep enters in a pack of wolves, will the sheep live?
但是主耶稣跟他们说，你们不要害怕。
But the Lord Jesus says, do not fear.
所以这个地方看见主耶稣差遣门徒出去的时候。
And so when we see the Lord Jesus sending out the disciples.
做他们的供应。
And he is their provision.
主也做他们的保护。
And the Lord is their protection.
所以不要挂虑。
So do not worry.
不要害怕。
Do not fear.
因为是主打发他们出去。
Because it's the Lord who has sent them.
如果是你自己要出去的。
But if it is you who decides to go on your own.
那么你自己负责。
Then you need to be responsible.
但是如果是主打发他出去的。
If the Lord sends you.
那么主就会负责到底。
Then the Lord will be responsible to the very end.
所以主耶稣在这里很简单的把这个十二个门徒两个两个的打发出去。
So very simply, the Lord sent the disciples out two by two.
那我们看到第十四节。
And we can see in verse 14,
耶稣的名声传扬出来
that the Lord Jesus' name was being proclaimed.
这就是他们出去的效果。
This is the result of sending the disciples out.
是耶稣的名被传出去了。
It is that Jesus' name is being proclaimed.
不是他们的名。
It is not their names.
要照人看，他们做了很多工作。
To allow them others to see that they've done lots of work.
他们医了好多的病人。
That they've healed many sicknesses.
他们赶出很多的鬼。
That they've cast out many demons.
不是他们的名被传扬出来。
It is not the disciples' names that are being proclaimed.
不是彼得他做了什么大的工作。
And it's not that Peter has done some great work.
也不是约翰做了多大的工作。
Or John who has done a great work.
人看到这些工作说耶稣做了这么多的工作。
When people see this work, they see, wow, Jesus has done this work.
荣耀归给耶稣。
Glory to the Lord Jesus.
这也提醒我们。
So this reminds us
我们无论做什么工作,
that no matter what work we do,
我们无论是有什么样的服事,
no matter what service we have,
不是我们的名被传扬出去,
it is not our names being proclaimed.
那是主的名被传扬出来,
it is the Lord's name being spread.
那我们看到耶稣所说的这句话,
so when we see the Lord Jesus saying these words,
也告诉我们, 我们也是一个
It tells us that we are ones that are being sent.
我们是耶稣的门徒,
we are the disciples of Christ.
耶稣也要差遣我们出去为他传福音,
and Jesus wants to send us out to spread the gospel.
为了把人带到主的面前,
in order to bring people to himself.
所以我们每个人都有主的托付在我们身上的,
so each of us is entrusted with something by the Lord.
因为主把你放在不同的环境当中,
because the Lord places you in various environments.
把你放在同学当中,
to place you among students,
把你放在这个你的同事当中,
to place you among colleagues,
或者把你放在你的家人的当中,
or to place you in your family.
这些都是要你把这个神的福音, 把神的道能够传给他们,
this is in order that you may preach the gospel to them.
所以我们要靠着主的恩典,
so we need to rely on the grace of our Lord.
因为主就是 我们的供应,
because the Lord is our provision.
我们要说什么, 主会来教导我们, 来带领我们,
and whatever we need to say, the Lord will teach and lead us.
那下面我们看看到第14节开始就讲到这个施洗约翰跟希律了,
and so in verse 14 onwards we will talk about John Baptist and King Herod.
当这个耶稣的名被传扬出来, 希律王听见了,
and so when the Lord Jesus' name was proclaimed, King Herod heard of them.
希律王在这以前从来没有看见过耶稣,
in the past, King Herod has never seen Jesus.
他也从来没有听过耶稣讲道,
he has never heard of Jesus speaking.
耶稣在以色列这个地方传道已经有两年了吧,
and Jesus had been ministering for 2 years.
但是一个做王的竟然还不去听, 也不去思想,
but yet this king did not even go listen or to think about things.
为什么他会想起, 会觉得这个事情, 觉得有点对他有点震动呢?
So why does he feel shaken up by this incident?
他说, 听见耶稣的事情, 他说是施洗约翰复活了。
So when he heard about Jesus, he thought it was John Baptist being raised from the dead.
所以这些异能从他里面发出来的。
And he thought that these powers are at work in him.
他说, 耶稣是, 施洗约翰的复活,
and he says that Jesus is the resurrected John the Baptist.
不然的话, 耶稣没有这些的异能,
otherwise, Jesus would not have these powers.
但是我们知道, 施洗约翰活在世上的时候,
yet we know that when John the Baptist was living on earth,
圣经说他没有行过一件的神迹,
the Bible says that he has not
one miracle.
He has not done one miracle.
他没有行过什么医病赶鬼啊这些的大的神迹,
and he has never cast out demons or healed sicknesses or done great miracles.
但是希律却说,
yet Herod said,
耶稣所做的事情啊, 是因为约翰里头的能力给了他了,
that Jesus was able to do these things because John the Baptist had given these powers to him.
但是这里我们不知道, 希律所说的异能是什么?
Yet we do not know what Herod means by these powers.
那我们想这个希律, 这施洗约翰, 在世上的时候, 所做的事情, 虽然不是神迹, 但是确实表现了神的能力。
And so we think that Herod has observed that John the Baptist, though he had not done great miracles, yet he was demonstrating the power of God.
所以这个能力啊, 不是因为有神迹才看出能力,
so these powers were not because of miracles that, that became evident, but it was because of God.
人看见施洗约翰的时候,
so when people saw John the Baptist,
听他所说的话,
and when they heard the words that he spoke,
看他所过的生活,
and saw the life that he lived,
人家就说, 这个人是跟一般的人不同的,
and others will say that this person is different from others.
若不是神的能力在他身上, 他就不能做这些事情。
If it's not for God's power in them, they would not be able to do this.
所以希律觉得, 哎呀, 可能是施洗约翰活了。
So Herod therefore thought that it was John the Baptist being resurrected.
希律把约翰杀了。
Herod had killed John the Baptist.
这个时候的话, 已经是离开有一段时间了。
And this is happening it's been a short time since.
但是约翰这个人的印象在希律的脑子里头一直没有去掉。
And yet, John has never left King Herod's mind.
因为他知道他杀希律是一个很大的一个罪。
Because King Herod knew that killing John was a great sin.
那下面就说到约翰怎么被杀的。
And so in the following verses, it tells us how John was killed.
这里告诉我们，约翰已经被希律关在监狱里头有一段时间了。
It tells us that Herod was kept in prison for a while.
为什么他要把他关起来呢？
So why did he shut him up in prison?
因为他娶了他兄弟的妻子希罗底。
Because King Herod had taken his brother's wife, Herodias.
约翰责备他。
And John had rebuked him.
约翰说，你这个是不合乎律法的。
And John says, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife.
因为他的兄弟还活着。
Because his brother was still living.
但是他把他这个兄弟的妻子娶过来。
And yet he married his brother's wife.
这个是不合法的。
And this is not lawful.
这个如果他弟弟已经兄弟已经死了。
And there, if his brother had died,
那么他娶他的兄弟的妻子呢，是合法，合乎律法的。
And then he takes his brother's wife, then it is lawful.
所以约翰说，你这个是不合乎律法的。
And so John is saying that this is not lawful.
所以希律就把他关起来了。
And so Herod shut him up in prison.
有一天希律过生日。
And one day it was Herod's birthday.
他摆了筵席。
And he, created a feast.
请了很多这些官、这些官长、这些首领来参加他的宴会。
And he invited many important people and magistrates.
这个时候，希罗底就是那个希罗底他这个兄弟的妻子，他的女儿进来跳舞了。
And at that time, Herodias' daughter came in to dance.
那么希律一看的话，非常高兴。
And Herod was very happy.
所以他就对这个女子说。你 随意你可以向我求什么。
And so Herod says, you can ask me anything, I will give it to you.
随便你要向我要什么我都给你。
Whatever you ask of me, I will give to you.
连我的国一半都可以给你。
Even up to half my kingdom.
这是当时说的这种习惯。
And it was a habit for him to say this.
不是真的要他这国家的一半的给这个女孩子。
And of course, it's not that he would give up half of his kingdom to this girl.
就是说，你要什么贵重的东西，我都给你。
What he means is whatever precious thing that she wants, he'll give it to her.
结果，这个希律的女儿受她母亲的指使，她说：“我要约翰的头。”
And so through her mother's leading, she asked for John's head.
那么希律这个时候没有办法，只好把叫约翰给杀了，把头给这个孩子。
As a result, Herod killed John and gave the head to her.
所以圣经把这个马可福音这一段记载，确实比其他的福音记载的都要长。
And so, although this passage in Mark is longer than the other Gospels,
他把圣经把这段事情插在中间来记载。
And yet, it is placed in this passage to be recorded and to be remembered.
因为到第十二节、十三节讲到门徒做了什么事情。
And because in verse 12 and 13 tells us what the disciples did.
然后到三十节就说使徒聚集到耶稣那里，把所做的事情来告诉耶稣。
And in verse 30 says, then the disciples gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught.
那中间却是把这个希律跟约翰的事情插在中间。
And yet, this incident between Herod and John is placed between those passages.
这是两个截然不同的人。
And these are very different people.
一个施洗约翰。
One is John the Baptist.
一个是希律。
One is King Herod.
这两个人是截然不同的人。
These two people are extremely different.
一个是敬畏神的人。
One is a person who fears God.
一个是不敬畏神的人。
Another is one who doesn't.
所以我们看见他这个圣经把这个两个人放在这个插在这个事情的中间。
So we see that the Bible has placed this incident right between those two passages.
把两个不同的人来放在我们的面前。
And to place two very different people before us.
我想这些都是给我们一个很好的教训。
I believe it gives us a good reminder.
不管是正面的人物。
Whether it is a good person.
或者是一个反面的人物
or a bad person.
圣经里头提到这些人的事情的时候
that when the Lord was when the Bible mentions these things,
但是这些都是为了要教训我们
it is to teach us.
正面的东西是来教训我们
the good things to teach us.
这些不好的东西也是来教训我们，叫我们不要像他们一样落在他们这种光景里头。
And also the bad things that we would not imitate those things that we would fall into the similar condition.
这个希律是什么一个什么样的人呢
？So what kind of person is King Herod?
在这个里面，我们看到这个希律的这个情形。
And we can see here, King Herod's condition.
他是一个放纵情欲的人。
He is a very emotional person.
他娶了他兄弟的妻子
，and he had taken his brother Philip's wife.
有很多的女孩子你可以娶
，there are many women that he could have married.
他是个王
，he is a king.
他有地位，他有钱
，and he has position and money.
可以有很多的这个女子会跟着他的
，and of course many women would probably follow.
但是他却去娶他这个兄弟的妻子
，and yet he would.Choose to marry his brother Philip's wife.
他不控制自己的欲望。
He does not control his own desires.
这是一个肉体放纵肉体的人。
And this is a very fleshly person.
他就因为这样的话，他就把约翰给关起来了。
As a result, he shut up John in prison.
但是到第二十节，你看一看，他这希律是。圣经怎么说希律的呢
？And so in verse 20, what does it say about Herod?
他说，他知道约翰是个义人，是圣人。
And he knew that John was a just and holy man, and he protected him.
他知道什么是义，什么是不义。
He knew what was just and what was unjust.
他也知道什么是圣，什么是不圣。
And he knew what was holy and what was unholy.
他知道约翰。是没有罪的。
And he knew that John had no sin.
他是一个义人。
He is a righteous person.
他是个罪人，他是个圣人。
He is a righteous person.
他知道。
And he knew.
这些知识他都有的。
And this he had this knowledge.
但是呢，底下又说呢，所以敬畏他。
And so it says that he feared John.
他害怕约翰。
He's fearful of John.
中文说敬畏。实际上应该是害怕。
And in Chinese it says fear, but in truth is he was afraid of John.
啊，本来应该是约翰害怕希律才对呀。
Originally John should be the one who was afraid of Herod.
因为约翰是个犯人了。
Because John is now a convict.
那么希律是个王。
And yet Herod is a king.
所以你看见相反。
So you can see the opposite happening.
希律反而害怕约翰。
Instead, Herod was afraid of John.
你看这个世界上有一些恶人的话，不是我们去害怕他。
We see that some evil people in this world, we don't need to fear them.
应该是他来害怕这些好人。
That they instead should be afraid of us.
因为希律里头的良心告诉他们。
Because Herod's conscience was telling him.
他虽然把约翰给关起来。
That even though he had locked up John in prison,
但他心里头却知道约翰是对的。
Yet in his heart, he knew that John was right.
约翰的责备是对的。
That John's rebuke were correct.
虽然我不能够接受他的责备。
That even though we were not able to accept his rebuke,
但他内心就觉得他做的是对的。
Yet he knew within that what John said was correct.
他说的话是从神来的。
He knew that the words that John spoke came from God.
他是跟神。是最明白神心意的人了。
And he most understood God's heart.
底下说呢，所以他保护他。
And so in the following passage says that he protected John.
他把他关起来，他又要保护他。
And yet he locked him up, yet he protected him as well.
这个好像看起来也不太通嘛。
And this doesn't seem to make sense.
但是这个真是希律这个性格。
But this is Herod's personality.
因为这个希罗底怀恨这个约翰。想要杀他，他说：“只是不能够杀他，因为，希律保护这个约翰。”
And so, even though Herodias had held it against John to kill him, yet Herod wanted to protect John.
底下又说：“听他讲论，就多照着行，并且乐意听他。”
And it says that when Herod heard John, he did many things and heard him gladly.
你看他很喜欢听约翰来讲道。
And he really enjoyed listening to John preach.
一个他要听一个犯人来讲。
And so yet he was listening to a convict preach.
所以看见他还愿意听神的话了。
And you can see that Herod's still willing to listen to God's word.
所以这一节圣经把这个约翰把这希律啊，把他的这种矛盾啊，这光景都写在这里头了。
And so the Bible records this ambivalence between that's in Herod's heart.
所以他愿意听，还愿意有些事情还照着他去做了。
And so on one hand, he's willing to listen, and he would do many things.
但是他没有悔改。
And yet, on the other hand, he did not repent.
我们记得在《使徒行传》里头也有这样情形啊。
And so we see that in the Acts, there's such a case.
保罗被关在监里。
That Paul was imprisoned.
那么那个巡抚呢，就常常到监里头去，去听他讲道。
And so another ruler was listening to him speak.
但是他就听着听了，但是他没有悔改。
Yeah, he listened, but he never repented.
所以我们从这段圣经里看见，好像希律并不是一个坏到极点的一个人啊。
And so we can see that Herod doesn't seem to be as evil as he seems.
他的感觉是对的。
And that within his feelings are correct.
他知道什么是好，什么是不好。
He knew what was good and what was not.
但是呢，他就不能够照着好的来做。
And yet he was not able to do according to what's good.
他的感觉是好的，他良心还有点作用。
And his conscience still had a function.
但是他的意志却是一个很软弱的。
Yet his will is very weak.
你看见人可以在感觉上很好。
You can see that man can have very sensitive conscience.
知道怎么样是不好的。
Understand what is not good.
知道什么样是好的。
What is good.
知道将来有审判，将来会来到神面前受审判。
And to know that in the future there would be judgment.
但是他就是他不愿意来到神面前。
Yet he's unwilling to come before God.
所以这个一个人的意志啊是非常重要的。
So we can see that a person's will is incredibly important.
你知道了。对更错。
You know what is right and what is wrong.
这个还不算数。
But this is not enough.
还要能够按照你的意志去选择对的东西。
You need to, through your will, choose what is right.
当这个女孩子按照她的母亲的意思要约翰的头的时候。
So when the daughter of Herodias asked for John's head.
这个二十六节。
You can see in verse 23.
王就生忧愁。
In 26, that the king was exceedingly sorry.
那么你，因为他觉得不应该杀约翰的。
And he felt that he should not kill John.
约翰已经关在监里就有很长时间了。
Because he had imprisoned John for a period of time already.
如果希律要杀约翰，早可以把他杀掉了。
Because if Herod wanted to kill John, he could have killed him very early.
所以他一直没有杀约翰。
And yet he did not kill him.
但是到这个时候,
but it's until this point.
当这个女子要约翰的头,
when this girl wanted John the Baptist's head,
王就很忧愁了。
That Herod was exceedingly sorry.
他实在是他不愿意这样的做的。
Inside he was not willing to do this.
但是为什么他要做呢?
But why did he do it?
但是因为他所起的事。
Because of the oaths he made.
而且因为同席的这些官这些首领
and because of those who sat with him
他不能失去他的面子啊
he could not lose his face
刚才说你要裹的一半那都可以给你
he says oh up to half my kingdom I'll give you
现在说不行不行约翰的头我不能给
and so if now he says oh John's head I cannot give to you
人家会说你的王说的话算不算数啊
and so others will say oh does his word really count
这个王是没有信用的人
and this king is not a very credible
他没有面子的
person And he loses his face.
他说我是王。
He says, I am king.
我说的话就是说一就是一，说二就是二。
So if I, whatever I say, that's what will count.
不能承认我过去说的错的。
And so he would not admit that he is wrong.
所以他只好把约翰给杀掉。
As a result, he killed John.
所以我们看到在一个意志软弱的人。
And so we can see that a person with a very weak will,
尽管他知道什么是对，什么是错的,
Even though he knew what was right and what was wrong.
什么是好的，什么是不好的。
What is good and what is bad.
但是他还会去照着错的这个路走下去。
Yet he will still follow the path of what's wrong.
比如说我上次有一个年长的姊妹告诉我。
Last time an elderly sister said to me.
她很难过。
She's very sorrowful.
她一面说话一面在哭。
One hand, she was crying and speaking at the same time.
因为她这个一个十几岁的一个孙子啊，这个在学校里头出了事情了。
Because something happened to her teenage grandchild.
有一天，这个学校叫她的家里的母亲，父母到学校去。
One day, the school called the mother to see.
因为她的这个孩子。吸大麻
because this teenager was taking marijuana.
我们知道这个孩子
and so we know this young person.
这个小的时候七八岁的时候跟他的祖母来教会里头参加主日学
and when he was 7 or 8 he came with his grandmother to Sunday school.
后来有一段时间就没有怎么来了
and then after a while he stopped coming.
但等到他长到十多岁了
And so when he became a teenager,
经常会发生这个吸毒的事情。
It was surprising to see that he was taking marijuana.
所以这个 grandma 非常的难过了。
And so the grandmother was very sorrowful.
你想这些在学校里头不是她一个人是这样情形。
And she knew that it was not just her grandchild that would do this.
在各个学校，在各个这样的听，这个十几岁的听觉里头，有些人就是这样的吸了毒的。
But in quite a few teenage circles in school, that this was happening.
为什么呢
？Why is that？
因为他的同学、他的周围的人，就是有这些不好的孩子。
Because around this teenager, there were many others who were bad influence to him.
所以他就在他们中间，别人都在做，如果他不做的话，他就没有这个好像。人家就会说他为什么这么胆子这么小了。
And so when he's surrounded by such pressure from his peers, then he feels he must do it, otherwise others will call him a chicken.
怎么你这个你怎么只有听你妈妈的话？好像你这么大了还在听妈妈话。
Well, like you're so old now, why are you still following your mommy?
可能很多的这样的少年人就是因为这意志软弱，就跟着这些人去了。
And a lot of youth, because of their weak wills, would do these things.
所以主耶稣跟在圣经上告诉我们说。
And so the Lord Jesus tells us in the Bible.
你要做一个意志坚定的人。
You need to have a strong will.
你是就说是，不是就说不是。
Say either yes or yes or no, no.
如果是你再多说，就是出于那恶者。
And whatever is more it comes from the evil one.
也告诉我们错了以后我们就要承认错误。
And it tells us that when we have been wrong, we need to admit it.
这个希律其实他可以不杀约翰的。
And Herod, he could have not chosen not to kill John.
他可以当时承认他刚才起的事是不对的。
And he could have said, oh, what I've said is wrong.
我错了。
I'm wrong.
你要别的还可以，但是约翰的头我不能给你。
You could have other things, but John's head I cannot give to you.
他是王，他可以做得到。
He's a king. He could do whatever he wanted to.
但是他因为他要顾了他自己的面子。
Because he was concerned about how he looked like.
他是骄傲。
And because of his pride.
这样的情形就从错误里头再继续错误下去。
So under these circumstances, he went deeper into what's wrong.
起一个错误的事已经错了。
And already he committed wrong.
还要去做这个所起的事，那是更加错了。
And so what he had said was wrong, and now he's about to do it, so it's even more wrong.
所以一个服侍主、跟随主的人
，So a person who serves and follows the Lord，
正是需要有一个意志坚定的这样的一个情形。
Needs to have a strong will，
而且要保持一个清洁的良心。
And to keep a pure conscience。
保罗常常说
，Paul often says，
他说。给提摩太写信的时候
，And when he writes letters to Timothy,
他说：“我说按照我的清洁的良心所侍奉的神，嘱咐你怎么怎么怎么样。”
I write this according to my conscience to the Lord, and I bless you.
他也常常说, 我凭着我的无愧的良心来服侍神。
And he often says, I serve God according to my clear conscience.
所以这个我们看到, 在服侍神中间, 我们需要有一个对的,一个好的良心。
And so when we serve God, we need to have a right and a wrong concept in our conscience.
良心他会说话的。
The conscience will speak.
所以你要听良心所说的话。
So you need to hear what your conscience says.
如果你里面觉得是不对的,
If within you feel that it's not right,
你就不能够跟着这个不对的走下去。
Then you should not continue in the path that is not right.
你要靠着神的恩典来拒绝这些不对的。
By God's grace, you must reject what is incorrect.
这样的话, 我们就有保持一个清洁的, 无愧的良心。
In such a way, we'll preserve a clear and clean conscience.
我们看见在我们的这些有些异端呢，就是有些异端。
Among us, there are some heresies.
你会看到他们所说的这些教训啊，真是错误到极点了。
And you can hear that these people, when they teach, it is so wrong.
但是人告诉我们。
And yet, others tell us.
这些人啊，一开始说并不是这样的。
And that in the beginning, these people were not like this.
就是他们开始说只是错一点点。
And in the beginning, they were just wrong for a little bit.
但是当别人跟他指出来你这样的不对的,
And when others pointed out that you are wrong here,
他不承认,
they did not admit it.
而且还坚持走下去,
yet they insist on continuing.
所以他就再找一些更错的这教训来支持他开始错的教训。
And so that they would even further their wrong doctrine.
所以就在错上再加错。
So they add wrongs upon wrong.
所以看见最后会出来走到异端里头。
And so as a result, there were heresies.
所以我们需要在神面前有个清洁的良心。
And so before the Lord, we need to have a clear conscience.
我们有圣灵住在我们里面。
And we have the Holy Spirit residing in us.
但圣灵也会接着我们的良心向我们说话的。
And yet the Holy Spirit will, through our conscience, speak
to us. 而且这个说话比其他的说话 更要清楚,更要明白的。
And these words are much more clear than any other words.
所以我们不能够消灭这里头圣灵接着我们的良心向我们所说的。
Therefore, we should not quench the Holy Spirit when He speaks His words to us.
我们要服从这些所说的话。
We need to obey the words that are spoken.
都是我们已经错了。
For when we are wrong,
圣经告诉我们,我们要认自己的罪。
The Bible tells us we must confess our sins.
因为是神的信实的,是公义的。
Because God is a righteous and holy God.
当我们这样来向神来承认错误的。
And then when we confess our sins before God,
我们向人承认错误的时候,
when we confess our sins before men,
神就借着他儿子耶稣基督的宝血要来接近我们。
God, through His Son Jesus Christ, will allow His blood to cleanse us.
所以我们要在这方面是要注意的。
And so this aspect, we need to pay attention.
因为我们所生活的环境,
because in the environment which we live in,
不是一个圣洁的环境,
it is not a holy environment.
实际上我们生活在一个罪恶的世界当中。
We live in a sinful world.
很多的事情会来影响我们。
And many events will influence us.
会把我们拖下来。
And will drag us down.
所以我们需要听我们里面
Therefore, we need to listen to the words from our conscience.
圣经里记载有一次彼得, 到了安提亚。
And so the Bible records that one time Peter was at Antioch.
他跟外邦人在一起吃饭。
And he was eating with the Gentiles.
当这个有人说, 有人从耶路撒冷雅各那个地方来了。
And so when people from Jerusalem came,
彼得马上就, 离开。 躲到一边去了，不跟他们吃饭了。Peter
left the Gentiles and didn't eat with them.
彼得知不知道跟外邦人吃饭是对的呢？
Did Peter know that eating with the Gentiles was right?
神已经给他新的启示啊。God
had given him a new revelation.
说这外邦人也是神所接纳的。And
that God was telling Peter that he also accepts the Gentiles.
他们信了主以后, 就不分犹太人, 不分外邦人了吗?
After they believe in the Lord Jesus, there is no difference between Gentiles or Jews.
都是神的儿女了吗?
They're all God's children.
跟他们吃饭有什么关系呢?
And so eating with them, there's no it doesn't matter.
但是当这个他听见雅各那边有人来了,
and so yet when he heard the people that came from James,
他害怕了,
he was afraid.
他就躲开,
and he hid and did not eat with them.
保罗就责备他,
so Paul rebuked them.
这就没有看到, 我们也会像彼得那样有时候会软弱, 会害怕的。
And we can see that sometimes we will be weak like Peter and we will fear.
我们明明知道什么是对的, 什么是不对的,
and we definitely know what is right and what is wrong.
但是我们却有时候意志不够,
and yet our will is so weak.
所以我们就更的做了一些错误的事情了。
And so we will do what is wrong.
所以这里从希律跟这约翰的两个人身上,
and so we see in Herod and in John,
告诉我们一个受差遣的人, 他的性格应该是怎样的。
And it tells us how a person who's being sent out, how their character should be.
就是我们要做一个意志坚强顺服神旨意的人。
We need to have strong wills and those who submit to the Lord.
后面这个所讲的, 我们就比较 简单的过去了。
In the following, it's easier to share upon. And after this, the Lord Jesus performs a miracle of feeding 5,000. When Jesus sees many people following after him,
天已经黑了,
and the sky was dark,
那门徒说这个地方是野地, 叫他们散开, 到各地方自己找东西吃吧。
And so his disciple says, oh, just send these people away so that they can get food for themselves.
第37节说,
in verse 37 it says,
耶稣回答说, 你们给他吃吧。
The Lord says, you give them something to eat.
耶稣说, 你们给他吃吧。
The Lord Jesus says, you give them something to eat.
这就看见这是受差遣的人的责任。
We see that it's the responsibility of those who are sent out.
耶稣给门徒的责任什么? 你们给他吃。
And what is the responsibility that the Lord Jesus has given to the disciples?
门徒说, 我们只有20两银子啊, 要给5000人吃啊, 根本就不够的。
And so the disciple says, oh, we only have 20 denarii, how can we feed all these people?
门徒就觉得, 我不能够来完成这个责任。
The disciples felt, I cannot accomplish this responsibility.
那耶稣为什么说这话呢?
And so why did Jesus say these words?
耶稣就是要把责任给每一个
The Lord Jesus wants to give responsibility to each person who follows him.
他知道他门徒不能够凭自己做什么。
He knew that the disciples could not accomplish anything on their own.
知道门徒也没有钱，也没有这么多饼给他们吃。
And he knew the disciples did not have that much money or bread to feed others.
但是耶稣还要把这个责任托付给门徒。
Yet the Lord Jesus still wants to entrust his responsibility to his disciples.
今天主也会跟我们说,
and so today, the Lord will say to us,
你们去把福音传给万人,
you need to spread the gospel to all the people.
叫你们出去传福音,
that you would go out and spread the gospel.
我们说我们会传福音吗?
And when can we spread the gospel?
我们能够跟别人, 讲给别人听, 叫他们能够信主吗?
Can we speak to others so that they would believe?
那有很多弟兄姊妹说, 我不会传福音, 我不会。
A lot of brothers and sisters will say, I cannot preach the gospel, I cannot.
主知道我们不会,
the Lord knows that we can't.
但主还说, 你们给他吃吧。
Yet he says, you give them something to eat.
主说这句话的意思,
the Lord's meaning behind these words.
虽然你们做不到,
even though you cannot do it on your own,
但是有你们的主在你们的后面,
yet you have the Lord behind you.
主可以来帮助你们,
the Lord can help you.
主可以做一切, 为你们做一切。
The Lord can help you accomplish everything.
所以我们就看见这, 叫5000人吃饱这事情,
so we can see that the feeding of the 5,000,
最后, 真的这些人都吃饱了,
that we can see that all these people were filled.
他们就把 五个饼, 两条鱼, 放在主的手中, 就叫这么多人能够得到供应了。
And so they placed the 5 loaves and 2 fish into the Lord's hands, and they received much nourishment.
所以我们就是我们受差遣的人,
and so we are the ones who are sent out.
主差遣我们出去,
the Lord sends us out.
主把这些工作来托付给我们,
the Lord gives his work to us.
他主把责任给我们,
and he gives responsibility to us.
知道我们不会做什么,
and he knows that we cannot do much.
但是主说你们可以。
Yet the Lord says you can.
因为他是我们一切的供应。
Because he is our supply.
所以我们很感谢主。
So we truly thank God.
主差遣我们出去。
He has sent us out.
把工作托付给我们。
To entrust his work to us.
叫我们来服侍他，叫我们来服侍教会，服侍弟兄姊妹。
That we may serve him and to serve brothers and sisters.
是主能够供应我们的一切。
The Lord is able to supply all our needs.
所以我们可以来倚靠他。
And we can rely on him.
最后这件在海上的事情。
And finally, there is the incident on the ocean.
就是主叫门徒渡过海。
And so the Lord told the disciples to travel over this ocean, the sea.
但是在门徒在海上呢，就遇到这个风不顺，摇橹很苦。他们就挣扎了好多时间的。
And so, because there was the water was not steady, so then they wasted a lot of time.
那后来是耶稣来了。
And so finally, the Lord Jesus came.
耶稣向他们走来。
And the Lord came to them.
最后第五十节。
And finally, in verse 50.
当他们很害怕的时候。
When they were really afraid.
主耶稣跟他们说
The Lord said to them,
你们放心是我不要怕
Fear not for it is I
这就是说我们主打发我们出去有时候也会遇到一些危险
And so then when the Lord sends us out sometimes we will face dangers
但是主为我们祷告
But yet the Lord prays for us
他要向与我们同在
And he wants to be with us
所以他说你们放心是我不要怕
So the Lord says fear not it is I
是我们的拯救。
He is our salvation.
所以我们感谢你，感谢我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
啊，主是我们的一切。
That He is our all.
所以我们今天借着这一件事情来看看主怎么差遣门徒。
So today we want to see how the Lord sends His disciples.
也看到我们应该怎样的被主差遣的。
And how we ought to be sent.
但愿我们都能够在主面前有预备。
And so may we have a preparation before our Lord.
主什么时候差遣我们，把工作托付给我们，我们就按照他的吩咐的，我们就来服侍他。
That whenever he sends us out and entrusts his responsibilities to us, that we will be able to serve him.
我们就今天交通到这里。
And so we'll finish fellowshiping
here. 我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们是很不配。
Even though we are so unworthy.
虽然我们也是跟随你的。
Even though we follow you,
但是我们跟随的不好。
Yet we do not follow well.
但是你还爱我们。
But you still love us.
你借着各样的机会来造就我们。
And through various opportunities, you call us.
你要打发我们去做你所做的工。
You want to send us out to do your work.
我们把自己在交到主的手中。
We place ourselves into the Lord's hands.
我们什么地方不够满足你的心意的？
Wherever we do not please your will.
求主来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
叫我们能够为你而工作
That we may work for you
让你的荣耀你的名被高举起来
That your glory and your name be lifted high
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name
Amen, Amen.